This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll.
I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show.
There. I said it.
Now, doesn't that feel better?
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98 BXY.
Ringy ding ding. You got a hot take? Let's hear it. 585-252-9800 for There I Said It. It's time to clear
the air, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's do it. Big Chuck's here. What's up, Chuck? I'm sick and tired of servers constantly screwing up my order because they don't think they need to write anything down. You're not impressing anyone. Just write it down. Maybe you will get a bigger tip next time. There I Said It.
Chuck's fast.
Chuck. I've always been impressed with the server that can take 12 orders and remember all of it. I'm like, you don't want to write that down? You don't want to write it down at all?
Why are you so anti-writing down?
Some places tell you you're not allowed to write it down.
Why?
The place I used to work at didn't let the servers write things down.
Texas Roadhouse.
What place is that?
It was a local place near where I grew up.
What is it?
Webb's.
Oh.
Webb's is where the food is.
No,
that's Zeb. That's Zeb's. That is different.
I'm not sure.
Is it like a Tom Waltz?
I don't know. It's a local.
What did they serve? Italian food.
Not just Italian, but like.
So not everything. Burgers and fries.
They do that for bar food at the end of the night.
But... We're not. It's not that important.
Okay.
So. He's like, so what do they actually, like, what do they have?
Wait, what's the short order cook's name? All right, let's
go
over to Matt.
So annoying.
Let's go over to Matt. Big Matt in the house.
Everyone's big.
Someone needs to have my girlfriend admitted. I have never in my life met anyone who thinks sleeping without a pillow is comfortable. Even people in coffins have pillows. It's so bizarre there I said it.
People in coffin have pillow. Perfect. Love it so much.
How does one sleep without a pillow?
My neck would be snapped in half.
I asked my roommate that when he first moved in.
Why
did you guys share a bed?
Of course.
Of course. Still do to this day, even though you have a girlfriend.
Who do you got over there, Breeze?
I want to do mine for today.
All right.
Because I'm rattled. Mine for today is this. I don't know how many depictions of Natalia Grace we really need. There, I said it.
Oh, did you see the new trailer?
Oh, yeah. Brand new. The Good American Family. Wait,
for those people that don't know who that is, tell them who it is.
Natalia Grace is this... I don't even know if she's a young girl. It's still TBD. Jury's out.
We don't know.
She has dwarfism, so she looks way younger than she is, even though they think she's 7, but they changed her name to be 22, And then they said she was going to kill the whole family. And then she was like, I don't even know you guys. It's just really weird. She was adopted from Russia. If you haven't heard about it, I'm not sure what rock you're living under, because they have done every single documentary on her on every single platform. Hulu, HBO Max, Lifetime. I'm like, what are we doing? Independent docs. Like, it just came out with a new one with Meredith Grey, whoever that is.
It seems creepy. I'm not going to lie. That whole trailer seemed creepy.
So I started watching it, and I was like, how are they going to... Who is going to play Natalia Grace, considering the fact that she does have, you know, this rare dwarfism, malfunction or whatever it is.
A malfunction.
Not malfunction. Disorder, excuse me. That was the word I was looking for.
How are you doing with your malfunction? Pretty good. Pretty good.
So I was like, who's going to play her? They just have like a normal size 7-year-old. It's like, it's just, I don't know.
I'm telling you.
The plot's getting lost is all I'm trying to say.
I'm telling you right now. They think she's 7. I'm telling you she's 45. I'm telling you. I feel it in my gut. Anyways, let's move on.
I'll wrap it up with a beautiful little bow. They don't need to keep making any adaptations of this story. They've done The Orphan. They've done the Hulu doc. They've done a HBO Max doc. They've done a... I'm done. It's all good.
Let's do it from the cat's point of view, shall we? All right, let's go over to this person. The whole school reunion thing needs to be not a thing anymore. There, I said it. Nobody wants to chat with anyone they graduated with from 10 to 20 years ago. And if they did, they would already be doing it. I went to my 10-year school reunion and 12 people were there. We graduated with over 380.
Yeah.
Never again.
That was mine. We did. Honestly, I'd say like 25 to 30 people showed up, which I thought was a really good turnout because I didn't think anybody was going to come. So,
Intern Joe, what's your there setup for today?
Your car shouldn't be able to turn unless you turn on your turn signal.
Oh.
Yeah, I almost got hit.
Again?
Yeah. Yesterday.
Not much luck, man, huh?
Yeah.
No such luck.
I'm sorry to hear that, but everyone's okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I slammed on the brakes.
Well, if that was my car and I slammed on the brakes, I'd be head on into someone else because my brakes don't work.
There goes your hubcaps.
There it goes.
Alexa says, when is March Madness going to end? I just want my boyfriend back. Basketball is so boring. There, I said it. Yeah, well, guess what, Alexa? As soon as it ends, then the Masters are going to be on and we're going to get a full weekend of golf. And then before we know it, preseason starts for football. It's just going to be great. It's going to be so good.
This person says, jury duty is fun. There, I said it.
It could be, depending on the crafty services that come in for that day.
I feel like you would thrive in a jury duty situation,
even though
you're not allowed because you're media. But
I'd still like to be a part of the jury.
Like, you love true crime.
Love it.
You would cut your left arm off to be a part of solving any type of forensic problem.
I don't know about the arm.
Free food.
Oh, the free hotel. Well, depending on where, that's not always the case.
Why?
Sometimes they allow you to go home.
Oh.
But
you can't watch TV, I thought.
You can't do any of those things.
So how do they trust that?
They take your word for it.
Nah, I don't love that.
Yeah, well, tell me about it. And then we'll go to the most toxic man in Rochester, Breezy's favorite human being.
Big Ed.
Big Ed. What's up, guys? It's Big Ed. I find it weird when people introduce their wife as my beautiful wife. If your wife is really beautiful, then it will be evident to everyone else. Other than that, it just comes off as bragging. I would never say my beautiful wife to people. Only because she looks like me and I don't find myself to be beautiful. There, I said it. This guy needs to be admitted. So toxic.
It's Big a Ed, lot.
Thank you for your contribution this morning, buddy. We really appreciate you texting in. I speak for nobody but myself.
I think I might block his number.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment.
all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.